Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Kimmy Walker here, and welcome to the next episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. Tonight, I have as a guest Mika Whitlock. He is the CEO and founder of Mindful Techie. Welcome, Mika. Thank you for being here this evening with us.
Thank you for having me.
Why don't you start by just introducing yourself, just telling the audience a little bit about you, talking to us about like Mindful Techie and how you kind of started that initiative and company.
Awesome. So I'm Mika Marco Whitlock. I'm the founder and CEO of Mindful Techie. And Mindful Techie is really an organization to really help purpose-driven high achievers reclaim their time and reclaim their lives from work-life imbalance and digital distractions. So we live in an ever-increasing hyper-connected world where we're expected to be on 24/7. And what I found from my own life experience, you know, spending the vast majority of my professional career in the nonprofit and technology sector and communications as well, is that we oftentimes can lose ourselves in our work, particularly when we work for mission-driven organizations. And we can also have that exacerbated by the technology piece. And so I work with people on reclaiming their time from that. And it's really born out of my own experience of being on the brink of burnout, working at an organization where I was really passionate about the work, really passionate about the mission, but just reached a point where I realized that it was no longer feeding me and that I had to make a decision about what the next step was. And I was really looking to bring my spiritual self, bring my personal development work that I was doing outside of work to my work, to bring my whole self to my work. And long story short, I was able to do that and started talking about it, bringing it to work, gave talks about it at conferences, and the response was overwhelming. And I realized that I could actually do this full time and really have a tremendous impact in a positive way for professionals just like me. So I decided to go ahead and do it full time.
What was the brink or the point that made you say, okay, enough is enough, and I have to make these changes in how I deal with technology or how I consume technology, whether it's social media, being on the phone, emails?
So there have been, I guess, lots of warning signs, if you will, but one of the ones that stands out to me was I think I reached a point where I realized that the emails were never going to stop coming in and that I could literally die. And people would say lots of wonderful things at my memorial service, but the emails would continue to come in and they would probably just hire someone else to replace me. And so once I had that realization, once I sort of came face to face with that, I realized that my life is a gift that I need to be investing wisely. And so I could choose to suffer and to give my life away to something that was no longer feeding me and trying to keep up and trying to do it all, or I could take a stand and take a risk to try to do something differently. And so once I took that risk and was willing to do something different, that opened up a whole new world for me.
I know when you say that, I know it's very easy to, I know I kind of find myself, I can get drowned in emails if I don't really stay on top of them. But as I've kind of started to diversify what I do and I'm working self-employed and I have just different channels and different things that I'm kind of communicating with, kind of like you said, you can just constantly be answering emails and constantly doing it where you're like doing that and not really working with people or helping people. What kind of tools or techniques do you tell people to kind of help organize and get some clarity in how they're doing it or to kind of decrease the amount of time you're using or just being like on the internet or on social media, just kind of mindlessly?
Yeah, so there are two parts to this. So one is there's the technology tools, and I'll make some recommendations for that. But the first part is more important, right? Oftentimes we approach these particular challenges with technology overwhelm from the standpoint of, okay, what's the technology solution that's going to help me solve the problem? When the real challenge that you really have to wrap your head around is getting in contact and in sync with your why, your purpose, your vision for your life and for your work. Oftentimes we are living in reaction to other people's priorities and other people's visions. And essentially, when you think about it that way, your email inbox, for example, can turn into everyone else's to-do list for you. And so if you are checking your email and you are approaching it that way, you're always going to be overwhelmed and you're never going to be at a place where you feel like you are actually accomplishing something, right? Whereas if you're approaching it from a place of, I have a clear understanding of how it is that I'm supposed to be of service, how it is I'm supposed to make an impact for this organization, for my clients, or whatever the context is, then your email use then begins to shift to focus on those priorities that are aligned with that particular vision, that are aligned with your why, your purpose in that particular context. And when you're able to do that, you're able to see, okay, I can't do it all. I can't necessarily answer all of the emails. I can't get to the sort of the mythological inbox zero. But what I can do is be very laser focused on those one or two priorities that are aligned with my vision and my why, and center my email usage around that. And anything else that doesn't have to do with those priorities or have to do with that particular purpose, that becomes secondary. And then it becomes more manageable because you're not putting everything on the same level. You're not giving everything the same weight. You're prioritizing things that are aligned with your vision and your why. But we don't often connect with that. We're often, I think, sometimes unconscious, and we're living in response to other people's vision and priorities. So that being said, in terms of tools, there's one tool in particular that I like to use. I use Gmail for my business email. And one of the plugins that I like to use is called When Inbox Ready. When Inbox Ready is a plugin that you can download for Gmail that hides your inbox, and it gives you metrics on how many times you have checked your inbox that day and also how much time you have spent in your inbox. And so that awareness is a tool that you can begin to use to say, okay, well, I spent 2 hours in my inbox today. Like, I could have been spending that doing other things. Like, is there a more efficient way that I could be using my time? So that's one way that it works. The other way is it allows you to search for emails. It allows you to compose emails and not be distracted by the number of unanswered emails that are in your inbox, or be distracted by new emails that are actually coming in. Yes. So When Inbox Ready is, if you're looking for like the technological solution, that's one of the tools that I would recommend. But going back to what I was saying earlier, I think really getting clear about your purpose. Like, what is it that you're trying to do? When you show up at work that day or this week, what is the number one thing that you're trying to accomplish? How will you know that you have had a successful week? And then shape your email use, your social media usage around that. If it's not related to those priorities, not related to that vision or those outcomes or that success that you're trying to see, then it's secondary. It's not as important as those other things that you're focused on.
I know I really like your work with the vision, and I know I've completed and done your 90-day vision, and I really liked it. Like you said, really getting clear on what it is that you want, and also looking to see if you're kind of aligning yourself with your vision, like the steps that you're taking with your vision. I know I was talking with one of my friends the other day, even about your vision plan, and how I kind of noticed when I said, this is the vision that I have for myself, there were still some steps or things that I wasn't doing in that. Could you kind of walk people through how do they really get clarity on what their vision is? Like, what are some like questions they should be asking themselves so that they know actually, okay, this is my vision. This is what I want for myself.
Yes. So that's a really good question. So two things that I would recommend. The first is oftentimes we approach this from a place of what I'm missing, what I don't have. Mm. And what I remind people of is you have everything that you need right here in this moment to fulfill your life's mission and purpose. And so your goal is really to get in touch and to uncover that. And so one of the first ways that I help people to do that is to actually ask themselves the question, what am I grateful for? To engage in an exercise about gratitude and to really recognize and to be grateful for the things that you have in your life. So that's just the first part of that process. The second part of this process is asking yourself a really powerful question such as, what would you be doing with your life if you knew that you could not fail? In other words, if you knew that you had everything that you could possibly need and that you could possibly desire, what would you be doing with your life? Right. Oftentimes we think, oh, well, if I had more money, if I looked this way, if I had this job, if I had this title, if I had this partner, then everything would be hunky-dory and I would be able to live my life's purpose. Well, let's assume for the sake of argument that that's true and that you had all those things. What would you be doing with your life if all of those things were aligning in the way that you expected? And so that's one question that you can ask yourself. And then the third question that I'll leave you with is, at the end of your life, people are going to be hopefully saying wonderful things about you at your memorial service when you pass away. If there's a breaking news alert on CNN or on NPR, what will they say about you? What will they say about you in terms of your life? How will your life have mattered at the end of your time here on earth? And so when you begin to move from what am I grateful for to what would I do if I knew I couldn't fail, to what my legacy would be. Those are really good reflection questions that you can begin to ask yourself to really uncover what it is that you're supposed to be doing with your life, how it is that you're actually supposed to be investing the precious gift of your time.
Yes. And so what kind of techniques or tips do you have for people who feel, I know I often feel like, oh my gosh, if I just had more time, like I just had more time in the day. What type of tips do you have for people, and I know there's lots, who feel like they just don't have enough time to do all the things they kind of desire to do?
You know, that's a really great question. So for the first part of it is getting clear about your vision. And we sort of talked about how you can actually uncover what that is, what your purpose is, what your why is. The second step in that process is going back to what you were saying, Kimmy, is, okay, well, you have your vision, but is your life aligning with that, right? You have to say, okay, I have 10 things that I want to accomplish this year, but I can only do so many things simultaneously. And when we talk about multitasking, we know that that's a myth, right? So when we're focusing at a high level on multiple things simultaneously, what we're doing is we're creating anxiety, we're creating stress in our bodies, and we're actually reducing the likelihood that we're actually going to be productive on those things. At some point, we have to say, okay, well, at this moment in time, what one thing am I actually going to focus on? So I help people to take their lifelong vision and their year-long vision and to say, okay, well, over the next 90 days, how am I actually going to operationalize this? And over the next 90 days, I know I have 10 or 20 goals that I want to focus on, but what one or two things that I can focus on over the next 90 days? And let me put the other 18 or 20 things into the parking lot. And then once I get clear about what are my one or two things that I want to focus on, then I need to take a look at my calendar and I need to make sure that my calendar is actually aligning with how I am thinking about my priorities. In other words, your calendar, your time should reflect the time you're spending on action steps to actually achieve your particular priorities. So if you're one of your personal priorities is to get in shape and to work out, then there should be some time on your calendar for running or swimming or biking or working out with the trainer. If it's not on your calendar, then that means it's not really important to you. That means it's not really a priority for you. If one of your goals is to finally launch your business, then I need to see time on your calendar that actually reflects time that you're spending to going to workshops or working with the business coach or putting together a business plan or doing some business development. All of those things that are necessary for you in order to get your business off the ground. And then you have to protect that time. And you protect that time by learning to say yes and no the right way, in a way that honors you and honors your priorities, and finding the support that you need in order to actually hold you accountable so that you can continue to do that over the long term. So just to sum all this up, you have to really, it starts with a clear vision. And then once you get clear about your vision, identifying those one or two priorities for that short time period that you're going to be working on, and then making sure that your time is actually aligning with that. Those are the most important things you can do to actually help you to make sustained long-term progress.
I was wondering too, if you could talk a little bit, because I see this a lot. And I know a few years back after I worked a lot in social media or did a lot with social media, my job, I kind of was like, ugh, I don't want to do it. So I'm not really on social media a lot. I can kind of go without. But I do notice when I do get on, like one thing I did to be more mindful, and like you said, mindful, a big component of mindfulness people don't understand is just awareness. So yes. I noticed that a lot of people that were like in my feed, like I just didn't care, or I was getting sidetracked when I would get on there and just kind of looking at people's lives that, you know, we don't even speak. So one of the things that I did, because I was like deactivated from Facebook for probably like a good almost 2 years, and other social media, I just kind of stayed off of it. One thing I did was I removed everybody from my feed. So I only see like the stuff that was about like news or things that I actually went on there to learn, like in crafting things or like videos that were in alignment with my hobbies. I know it's very easy on social media too, on the personal side, to see people kind of putting all the glorious parts of their lives, like, you know, just things that look really great, like the nice trips, these nice getaways with their significant others, you know, this house they just got, the car that they just got, you know. So it can be very easy to get caught in comparison. So what are some tips and techniques you give for just the casual side of like social media and technology? Like, how do I know if I'm spending too much time on Instagram? How do I know if I'm spending too much time on like Facebook or Snapchat? How do I know if it's kind of crippling me with all the stuff that I'm seeing on there as far as what I'm doing with my life? Like you said, I could be spending an hour on Instagram. That could have been an hour I spent on my business. Was I on Instagram with a purpose? You know, do I have a certain amount of time where I can just be like social? Like, okay, I'm just casually looking on there. What kind of tips and techniques do you give for that component? Because I think that's important too, even the social and personal side of social media.
Yes. So I think that's a really great question. And I would start with, again, going back to your vision and going back to your priorities. When you, at the end of each week or each month or whatever the time frame you're using to actually check in this, to look at your progress, that is going to be an indicator of whether or not you can actually afford to be spending the other time on those other things, right? So if you're not making progress in working with your trainer to lose weight, if you're not making progress in launching your business, but you have time to spend on social media and you're not just doing it where you're sort of spending a few minutes here and there to catch up or to entertain yourself, but you're spending hours of your time on it and you're not making progress on your business, that can be an indication that you are not actually in alignment, right? That you're actually spending more time than you actually need to. So a couple of things that I recommend here. One is, as you mentioned, mindfulness. Mindfulness is really about awareness. It's about consciousness, right? So being aware of that, that is getting in the way of you getting to where you want to go. And then also recognizing that, you know, oftentimes when it comes to technology and social media in particular, we sort of accept the default settings for how things are set up, not recognizing, or sometimes we forget that we have a choice. We have a choice in who we choose to follow and what we choose to follow on social media. So if you are following brands or news sources or people that are toxic, that are sort of challenging you emotionally in terms of how you feel when you're interacting with people or sort of seeing those particular stories, then you can unfollow those people. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. This is about you and your health and your well-being. So you can make a conscious choice on the reverse, like you were saying, Kimmy, to actually choose a handful of brands and news sources that actually are feeding you, that actually are informative, that actually are in line with your priorities around getting fit and losing weight and launching your business. And you can follow that and you can be intentional about following those people. And that way, when you're on social media, that you're actually spending it in a constructive way. One of the other things that I talk to people about is actually making sure, just like I was talking about with your calendar and your priorities, that you're actually building in time for you to actually spend time on social media. So you've identified what social media is to reconnect with friends and to entertain yourself. You can build that into your calendar and you can give yourself permission to do 30 minutes a day or 30 minutes in the, you know, for your lunch break and then 30 minutes in the evening that you're spending on that. You can build in that time so that it's not a surprise and you're looking forward to it. You built in the time for it, but then it's not, you're not looking at like an hour later, 2 hours later, wondering like what else you could have been doing, right? Because you've scheduled it in, you've thought about it, you've set a clear intention about how you're actually going to be using that time. And that's going to be more in alignment with helping you move forward with your priorities.
What kind of services do you offer at Mindful Techie? If somebody was interested in learning more, like how can they get connected with you? And what are some of the just the services and things that you do offer?
That's a great question. I offer two sets of services. One is working one-on-one with high achievers and purpose-driven professionals that really want to get a handle on work-life balance, really want to get a handle on their life goals and get on track with those. And also folks that might be struggling with digital distraction or news and information overload, I work with them one-on-one through one-on-one coaching and also group coaching. And so for folks that are interested in exploring what that could look like, they can go to my website, mindfultechie.com. And at the top, there is a link to sign up for a free one-on-one session with me. And people can sign up for a free one-on-one session and we can talk and figure out like what might be the best way to help you moving forward. The second way that I work with folks is actually I do speaking and training for organizations. So folks will hire me to come in to do, for example, a half-day workshop where I'll work with a group of people at a company or at an organization to actually be able to do workshops around technology distraction, how you actually manage that appropriately in the workplace, or folks might be challenged by setting personal and professional goals and tying it to their work. Perhaps there are challenges with work-life balance. I work with companies and organizations in that regard. So the two ways that people can work with me are, again, the individually with the coaching and then at the organizational level to come in to actually do trainings and speaking.
Yes. And I can say you definitely have some great framework and it does help people kind of think and get in alignment and kind of just see where they're at with things. So I definitely highly recommend it. And I'm going to continue to use it because it brought me a lot of clarity and kind of helped me shift a lot of things that I've been doing in this first quarter here, personally and professionally. So I like that you have the personal and professional angle in all that you do. So I think that's awesome.
Well, awesome. I'm happy to hear that.
Yay. Before we leave, can you tell people what is your personal mantra, Miko? Like, what do you use to get you through the days and the weeks? What is it you have that kind of helps keep you refocused?
The central thing is sort of being connected to my why, to my purpose. And I think in anything, if nothing else, the people who are listening to this take away from this, whether you're dealing with technology distraction, work-life balance issues, or some other reason that you're off track, if you can uncover your reason for living, the unique reason that you have been called to serve, to make a contribution to people at your job, for your business, to your clients, for serving in terms of being a good partner or a spouse or a parent, when you reconnect to that, that is the anchor from which everything else flows. And I tell people that life has its ups and downs. It happens in waves. There is no such thing as a pain-free existence. That's how we grow and that's how we evolve. But when you can remember your purpose, that's going to help you to get back on track. And so one of the things that helps me in terms of just summing it up in terms of a mantra is that your life is a precious gift. And so invest it wisely. Mm. And it's something that I come back to over and over again. Invest the gift of your life wisely. And the best way I know how to do that is to uncover your purpose and to live it.
Oh, right. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much again, Miko, for your time. MindfulTechie.com for more information on connecting with Miko, whether it's at the individual level or the organizational level. Definitely a field, a great source of tons of information on how we can be more mindful in our consumption and execution in social media and technology in this very digital driven age. So thank you again, Miko, for your time.
And thank you.
All right. Until next time. Thank you. Bye-bye.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.